USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump reacts to his son Don Jr. subpoenaed to testify. The Senate Intel Committee decides to call him to Capitol Hill to answer questions, even though he's already answered questions for hours and hours.
Well, I was very surprised. I saw Richard Burr saying there was no collusion 2 or 3 weeks ago. He went outside and somebody asked him, no, there's no collusion. We found no collusion.
And the president reflecting on a conversation the two had before he ran.
The last thing he needs is Washington, D.C. He could rather not ever be involved. Remember, he said to me, long time ago when I was thinking about running, Dad, if I could help, let me know. It's not my expertise. It's not something I really like, but whatever I can do, you're my father, whatever I can do.
In other news, President Trump will nominate Patrick Shanahan to the position of Defense Secretary. He's been serving as acting Pentagon chief since the resignation of James Mattis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump at the White House answering questions from reporters about the U.S.-China trade deal.
And they'll see what they can do. Our alternative is an excellent one.
Trade talks between the U.S. and China with a Chinese delegation in Washington, D.C. President Trump saying,
we were getting very close to a deal. Then they started to renegotiate the deal. We can't have that. We can't have that.
A potential trade war weighing heavy on the stock market. All indexes in the red, the Dow down almost 139 points to close at 25,828. The Nasdaq down almost 33 points. The S&P 500 down almost 9 points. In other news, President Trump welcoming the World Series champion Boston Red Sox to the White House.
I want to thank the entire Red Sox organization for your longstanding support for those American service members who have suffered the wounds of war to keep our country safe and strong and free.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To Capitol Hill, where Republican Kevin McCarthy goes after House Judiciary Chair Democrat Jerry Nadler, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California addresses Wednesday's Judiciary Committee vote to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress during his weekly press conference on Thursday.
Nadler can't even handle the gavel. Not only how he dealt with the last committee hearing, it comes into doubt, regardless of what the issue is, whether he's capable of even being a chairman. But yesterday, he even admitted what he sent in a subpoena was not what his intent was. He was asking in a subpoena for Attorney General Barr to break the law, otherwise he'd hold him in contempt.
A vote by the full House of Representatives is expected on the citation next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Drug makers may need to start disclosing the price of prescription drugs on their TV ads. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The Department of Health and Human Services says the price will have to be included in the ad if it's at least $35 for a one-month supply. The rule finalized this week will take effect in 2 months. According to the department, the 10 most commonly advertised drugs actually range from $488 a month to just short of a staggering $17,000 a month. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says people should know how much a drug costs long before they get to the counter of their pharmacy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.